Pope Francis on Thursday lamented the painful news coming from Egypt following the bloody crackdown there by security forces on protesters and appealed for peace, dialogue and reconciliation. His appeal came at the end of his Angelus address in the papal summer residence of Castel Gandolfo, where he had just celebrated an open-air mass to mark the solemnity of Mary's Assumption into heaven. Anne Schneibel tells us more.
Giungono purtroppo notizie dolorose dall'Egitto.
Addressing the crowd gathered in the main square of Castel Gandolfo, Pope Francis offered his prayers for Egypt one day after hundreds of protesters were killed in Cairo by Egyptian security forces. The Pope said he was praying especially for the victims, their families, for the wounded, and all those suffering in the region. Invoking the intercession of Mary, Queen of Peace, on behalf of Egypt, the Holy Father appealed for peace, dialogue, and reconciliation for this beloved land and throughout the world.
Desidero ricordare il 25esimo anniversario della lettera apostolica Mulieris Dignitatem.
Continuing his Angelus address, Pope Francis recalled how this year's feast coincides with the 25th anniversary of Apostolica Mulieris, the encyclical written by Blessed John Paul II on the dignity and vocation of woman. He prayed that by meditating on the biblical mystery of womanhood, as is realized in Mary, all women would discover the fullness of their vocation and would deepen their understanding of the important role of women in the Church. Earlier in the day, Pope Francis celebrated an open-air mass in the main square of Castel Gandolfo for the Feast of the Assumption of Mary. In all the struggles which the Church endures, he said during his homily, Mary is always with us. She accompanies us, struggles with us, sustains Christians in their fight against the forces of evil. Pope Francis also recalled how Mary's Magnificat prayer is a song of hope for every generation, especially in places where the Church, the body of Christ, is suffering the passion. The Holy Father said for us to never allow ourselves to be robbed of hope, because it is a gift from God which leads us forward with our eyes fixed on heaven. I'm Anne Schneibel.